Hi everyone, welcome to the Free Indeed podcast with Josh. It's so good to be back and happy new year to everyone. Right, today we're talking about porn, the new tobacco, and why tobacco, you might ask. And that's because in the 1600s, tobacco was believed by many to have great medicinal benefits. Can you imagine that? In fact, one of the first standard books of medicine in England published that smoking the hot, dry tobacco leaf was a useful counteracting drug for symptoms like cold and lethargy. The belief that tobacco smoke could ward off diseases persisted for centuries, such that anyone who wanted to live a fit farm life had to have a pipe or a cigarette every time with them. That's until German scientists identified a link between smoking and lung cancer. That's in the late 1920s. This started off an anti-smoking campaign, which was cut short because of the World War II. Then in 1930s and the 40s, tobacco companies would happily tell you that their cigarettes were very healthy and they will help you keep up that fit farm lifestyle. Because doctors hadn't yet discovered a link between smoking and lung cancer, the majority of them actually smoked cigarettes. Imagine that, like doctors actually smoked cigarettes and recommended it for everybody. In cigarette ads, tobacco companies used doctors' authorities to make their claims about their cigarettes more legitimate. I'm sure it seems absurd that companies will happily tell you that their cigarettes was healthy and stuff. But it was actually true, and doctors actually recommended it for young people and even pregnant women. Doctors endorsed cigarettes. Yet before 1950s, there was no evidence showing that cigarettes was bad for you. Then in the 1950s, British researchers demonstrated a clear relationship between smoking and cancer. For the first time, there were research papers to back up these claims that tobacco was killing people. More medical reports linking smoking and cancer began to appear and pour in by the thousands. But many media houses refused to report these findings so that they don't offend the tobacco companies who heavily advertised with them and paid really good money. Now, just like tobacco, porn has detrimental effects on a society at large, which have been skillfully denied and suppressed by the porn industry. Rather, porn is promoted as a healthy, educative material to learn from about sex, which is such a huge lie. Nothing porn teaches is real, nothing porn teaches is realistic, and you can't find that anywhere. It is termed normal, porn is termed normal, and even encouraged in movies, music, and books. The more it is watched, the more it gets accepted as a norm, and the wider it spread. Here are some of the many effects porn has on society. Number one, it's a leading cause of sex trafficking. It's a leading cause of sex trafficking. Just think about that. Number two, porn glorifies sexual abuse. Most of the themes played out in porn have to do with BDSM or rape, which the girl is saying no, but she's actually saying yes, and then you actually go ahead and do it and stuff like that. Porn can fuel sexually violent behavior. Number three. Number four, teen and child porn promotes child sexual exploitation. You know, counseling a lot of people over the years, and I asked them, okay, when was the first time sex was introduced to you? And most of the time, they were either molested as a child by an uncle or an auntie or a house girl or a house boy or a driver from the ages of 6, even as low as 5. So porn is a huge detriment to society. Let me go on. Number five, porn causes the watchers to view the opposite sex as objects. You objectify the opposite sex when you are addicted to porn. When you watch porn, all you're looking at is, what can I get out of this person for my pleasure? You don't care if the person is a mother, is a sister, is a daughter. You don't care if the person is a father, is a son, is a brother. You just want to satisfy yourself, which makes it very selfish, and you objectify the opposite sex. Porn promotes toxic narratives like incest, racism, sexism, underage teens being taken advantage of, rape, molestation, child pornography, child molestation, and so much more. Number seven, porn romanticizes unhealthy relationships where people are being maltreated on a heavy basis. But because the porn themes say, okay, this is how it's meant to be when it's sexy, they feel like, okay, it's normal. And that's what porn does. And these are just some of the many, many, many side effects that can tear the very fabric of our society down if porn is not curbed. That means with every click of a porn film, someone's daughter, son, sister or brother is endangered to being kidnapped for sexual trafficking, being raped, being objectified, abused, and so much more. I decided to release this podcast on the fourth anniversary of me being free from masturbation, pornography, sex, and so many much more things I was going through, because I'm a testament to the fact that you can be free. And since I've been free, I've been able to see how I contributed to all these issues. Whenever you watch porn, you're promoting it. You are being a consumer that's available for this porn industry to make money. So if there is no consumer, the porn industries will die. It's the same thing, like if there are no people who pick up girls on the streets, that's prostitutes, the industry will die. There'll be no money in it and the industry will die. So the more you watch it, the more you talk about it, the more you indulge yourself in it, you feel like, oh, it hurts nobody. That's a lie. It hurts a lot of people, because there's something about watching porn. There's something about sin. There's something about perversion. It gets deeper. So the porn industries have to keep trying to keep up with the appetites of those who are addicted to porn. So they keep trying to bring out new storylines. Mother rapes son. Father rapes daughter. Brother rapes sister. Stuff like that, just so they can keep up with the perverted minds of those who are addicted to them, so they can keep making money. Now, from these points that are peer-reviewed, researched by world-renowned scientists, they show how destructive porn is in our society and the human race. Therefore, because of this reason, I created a petition with this sole purpose. Number one, to enforce porn industries to put a boldly written caveat on all porn-related materials, warning the users of its detrimental effects. So I'm sure some people never knew about the fact that what they are doing causes all these things. And that's fine. Some people know about it and they still go ahead. But I never knew about it until I came out of it. And from being out of it, I could see how my actions hurt other people. So just so people know what they're getting into and it can help curb it a little bit, is by putting this caveat. For example, I don't know if you've seen any cigarette containers. So what later happened with tobacco companies is the World Health Organization produced a framework so that tobacco companies could let people know what it causes, right? So on cigarette packs, you see something like the Federal Ministry of Health warns that smokers are liable to die young. You've heard that in every cigarette advert, every tobacco company that is advertising, either on newspapers or magazines or on TV, they are enforced to put that. If they don't put that, they're under they're under criminal investigation for not doing that. So I propose a plan for us to do this for every porn site, every porn movie, every porn video, no matter where it is. Before the watchers watch it, they should know what it can cause, because it's a huge detriment to society. Number two, to enforce and make the WHO, World Health Organization, to produce a framework convention on porn control, introducing tough sanctions on the porn industry. Now, the first one, which was to put a caveat on bold written, like the example I gave, Federal Minister of Health was that smokers are liable to die young. It helped a little bit, but people still smoked, right? So in countries where the WHO have produced a framework convention on tobacco companies, it has helped reduce smoking a lot more, because they have tough sanctions for the tobacco industry. So it's not really helping them to promote themselves, thereby reducing the amount of new smokers that they get, right? So if this this has to go this has to go hand in hand. That's why I'm proposing this petition. So if porn goes unchecked, right, it will tear down the very fabric of our society, like I said before. Please, please join me to save future generations from becoming brainwashed and perverse, all for a few people that want monetary gain. There's something you can do. Please, please sign the petition. If you check my Instagram, which is Joshua Kesena, or my Twitter, Joshua Kesena, there's a link. Please click on the link. You will see, it will take you to where you can click and sign a petition so that the powers that be can enforce these rules and help us safeguard our world, help us safeguard the minds of the young people. It will shock you the ages people get to experience porn. It will shock you the ages at a very, very young age. It will shock you how many people have been molested based off of people who were addicted to porn. There's a lot of people who have been molested. So this is our bit. This is what we can do to ensure that later generation, our children and their children, do not go through what we went through. Thank you once again. Please, please, and please help put an end to the perversion. Until next time, remember, who the sun sets free is truly, truly free indeed. God bless you.